Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young man, 35 riders.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, and we get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Came from hustling. Now I'm shining. And I'm running like it's nuts. Why I hunt?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining. And I'm running like it's nuts.
That's why I hunt.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining. And I'm running like it's nuts.
Why I hunt. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menages with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. And I'm running like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. And I'm running like it's nuts.
Why I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Good evening. Welcome to everybody tuning in to The Cut. Kicking it with me and Golden. G14 Radio goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. What's up, Golden?
Yo, what's going on? Happy New Year, man.
Happy
Another
New Year.
2013.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yo, 2012 flew by.
It did. It did. Absolutely. It really did. It's crazy. I'm looking forward to this year. A lot of things happening, already jumping off. I'm excited. It's going down in a major way.
It's shaping up to be real exciting already, and it's only been a couple
of days. Right. Well, to everybody that's tuning in, again, we thank you for checking in with us. This is G14 Radio via the station, via the brand, global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site, and much, much more. It's nothing like you've seen before, so I do encourage you guys to head over to that website, check it out. A lot of interesting things, especially this week, that are actually on the site and being featured right now, so do head over there. And as promised, like Golden mentioned before, in the weeks before that we are going to be heavy with the independent artists coming up this year, so make sure that you do hit us up, and I'm going to let him tell you pretty much how you can do that. So I'm going to pass the mic.
Yes, basically hitting us up through our social networks, Global 14 or Twitter. I know Onyx's Twitter is Onyx254. Mine's is the glue, THAGLUE. So just hit us up, DM us, message us, send the links to the songs. We'll definitely go through and listen to all those links. And then, you know, we like to have constructive criticism shows on G14 Radio's The Cut. We really like giving each other feedback. One thing, you know, us dealing with the music industry and, you know, different aspects of entertainment, One thing that you hate is when you send something to somebody and you don't get a response, whether it's good or bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you don't get a response, you don't know what to improve. And if you don't get a response that's favorable, you don't know if they like it or not. So
Absolutely.
We always like to say either or, you know what I'm saying? And that'll help somebody either go back in the lab or continue doing what they're doing. And that's even with our stuff as well. So never want to not be those people that don't give back feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So we be doing that all the time on here, and 2013 is going to be a big year for that. We're going to have some special guests that's going to give feedback, people that are actually in the industry that hear music every day, all day. So get with us on that, man. We definitely about getting independent artists showcased on the show this year. So let's get it.
Absolutely. Let's get it popping. And also, everybody that's listening, Golden is a I'm not just saying this because that's why he's I'm lucky to be working with him and him being the co-host and the host of the show. But he is an awesome producer, so I do want to encourage you guys to check him out because they do have a lot of things popping off right now. It's not just talk. You already know how we do on the show. We keep it real. We say what it is. So I want you guys to get the opportunity to work with him before you're really not able to negotiate pricing and whatnot. So I want you guys to holler at him right now because I'm telling you it's about to pop off and you're going to be wishing you had it did it now. So go ahead.
Well, you know, that's vice versa with Onyx as well. We're about to do some things together. And, I mean, just holler, you know. Don't even worry about – I'm always like, I got a production team. So, you know, I got people, you know, two partners with me when it comes to the production side. And one thing that we encourage anybody to do is if we holler at each other about music, let's have a plan to push the music. One thing that, you know, a lot of producers, production teams hate is when you record something and then we don't put the force behind it trying to get it out there to somebody or to market it. So if you're an independent artist out there and you're making a lot of songs, don't make your mixtape and then you can't even drive to the next city to perform any songs off your mixtape because they're not going to be paying you at first. So I want anybody to holler at me. I don't care what your budget is. We work with all budgets. But as long as you actually have a lane to try to push the music, that's all we can ask for because that's the only way it's going to catch fire if it's heard in the right place.
Absolutely. And you may be, if you're listening, you may be that artist to help take Fourth Quarter Entertainment to that next
episode.
So, again, like he said, he's willing to work with any budget. Myself, I'm doing the singing, songwriting. Anybody that needs a songwriter, you definitely can hit me up and check the resume, and as well as Sir Golden Fleece. And we shout out to Twitter, so we'll do them again, at Onyx254, at The Glue. We pretty much do a lot, and we have a lot of projects popping off in, a major way. So we do want to invite you guys because, you know, you're part of us now. You check in with us every Wednesday, and we appreciate you. So that, you know, that means something to us. It really does. So I know that you had a good New Year's. I tweeted something early, and I want to say this before I do anything. A lot of people are still kind of hating on the Trinidad James thing. I'm loving it, like, to the fullest. I stepped out for New Year's Eve, impromptu, didn't even know I was going to step out. Stepped out, I'm talking about room is pretty much dead. He playing stuff, you know, people rocking, whatever, but it ain't nothing serious. as soon as that little beat kicked in on that Trinidad James, it got crazy. Everybody was on the floor. You had your hood niggas, you had your GQ in the suits, you had the females in the gowns, and you had the girls, and it was crazy. Everybody was rocking to Trinidad James joint. It was so easy to rap along with, and it's fun, you know? So,
it's the perfect catchy song to catch fire in the street. The funny thing about it is, now that I'm looking at him, he's had to perform this song recently on I don't know how many venues and clubs, and I saw the 106 and Park New Year's party. I don't know if you was watching that the other day. I watched that joint on a rerun. I had taped it. I always like to see performances and stuff like that.
Right.
Trinidad James is just walking around the stage, and he's just moving around, just like walking around, like he's so sick of singing that song. When you see it, you're gonna laugh if you Google
goodness.
It or something, like YouTube it. But the dude is just walking around with his head up in the air. Either he's high. He doesn't care about the performance. He's just so sick of performing that song. But I've been in parties throughout the new year. The joint comes on. The place gets rocking. But people are definitely looking forward to seeing what else he has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got people that's not understanding what he's doing or his outfit, his choice of outfit. So Marlon Wayans was hosting with Bow Wow on that New Year's Eve 106 in Park. Marlon Wayans just ripped the dude to shreds. He was just like, I don't know what we just saw here on that stage, but that was the epitome of ignorance. You know
what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness.
Marlon. Yeah, he's definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I applaud everything that Trinidad has going on right now. I really think that's a feel-good story. So I don't like when people calls him ignorant and stuff like that, especially if you never got to talk.
Right, I was going to say, I'm not saying that he's too above, but I guess with his tier, he may have not been really, like, he's more so on that, well, I don't know what he's doing, but just from the outside looking in, like, I know he's not doing what we're doing, actually, you know, looking and observing and looking at interviews and actually knowing who these artists are before they come out strong and stuff, so it's like, that might have been his first impression, and he don't even know what dude is about and stuff like that. So as a host, I feel like you should kind of get familiar with your guests, even though I'm sure there was a lot of them coming through. Maybe they should have kind of got him used to it. Maybe he was, but I'm agreeing with you. I would rather, you know, build him up type-ish. And then one thing about that is, remember when Walker came out?
Yeah,
people were
saying
that. It was the same thing, and now look at Walker Flock of Fame. And not
same
the same.
Thing.
Yeah, and I remember his quality was the worst. I mean, I was like, it was, and the song still did what it did because it was just that time. It was timing, you know, just all the things that it is, timing, the fans, the market, what people like, what people want in it, and now look at him now. So, you know, and there's other factors as far as people behind you, your team and whatnot. But, again, people didn't. You know, they didn't think he was going to do more than what was it, the first track that he had?
Oh, Let's Do It?
Yeah. People didn't think that was really going to progress. And I remember when Soulja Boy came out, the same thing, the Superman.
Yeah, I was one of those guys with I actually think Trinidad has staying power even without hearing a lot of the stuff that I guess he has coming up is simply because, you know, a lot of artists don't understand being a billboard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Trinidad James, to me, is a walking billboard.
Absolutely.
If you follow this kid's Instagram, like, people are sending him clothes left and right, different things, just so he can wear it because he's, like, fashion billboard. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So if you could keep yourself relevant in many ways and then you work on your craft, you can have staying power. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? So I definitely think that, and I've heard in interviews him say it himself, I'm working on being a better artist because I know I'm not the best. I just started this thing. So as long as he keeps that attitude up, I think he'll be fine. Again, I don't like when he's getting hated on, because I think any young brother that's able to make millions of dollars and, you know, do things of that nature in that quick of time,
mm-hmm.
it should be a feel good story.
It is.
You know?
That's, you know, that's something to encourage and definitely not knock down. I'm all with you for that. And then also getting back to like how he talks about in interviews, I heard him say, you know, I didn't put myself up here. The fans have done this. They put me at
exactly.
the top. I appreciate it, and I'm humbled and et cetera. But, you know, he was like, he didn't say et cetera, but you know what I'm saying? He was just like saying, you know, I didn't ask to be at the top, and I still don't think I'm at the top. So I'm kind of surprised when the top folks, you know, come to me and like, yo, and, you know, dap me up and show me respect and things like that. He was like, I'm still their fans. So I really appreciated him, you know, for that. So
I like the dude, and we're going to get him on this show. Watch. We're going to
get
Trinidad on
absolutely.
The show.
Absolutely, and we're going to
have Trinidad, James, if you hear the recording or you listening right now, you need to just come on and holler at us, man. You know, JD is your fellow Southside ATLian, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to the whole South Side of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Trinidad James is definitely putting on for y'all. He was here in Orlando the other day. I couldn't go see him
mm-hmm.
running around the city, but I heard he turned out the show. It was crazy, but you know, we'll see what happens in the future. That's all you could do is see what happens.
That's right, but he definitely has our support. So shout out, like you said, definitely. And then so I guess. You guys, speaking about who's on top and things like that, we do kind of go over charts and kind of shoot out some mixtapes. Also, if you have a mixtape that you're dropping when we're hosting a show, make sure you tweet us and shoot us a link and stuff like that so we can let everybody know that's listening that your mixtape dropped so they can check that out. We do have quite a few listeners, so we are happy. We're in the thousands, so yay. All right, let me get to who's number one and who's not. I know that Rihanna kind of stepped down a couple notches when we're talking about the Billboard. She's not holding them all down. Actually, it's Bruno Mars this week. He has number one in Radio Pop and Hot 100 with Locked Out of Heaven. Haven't heard this joint, but I think I may have heard it in passing, but I haven't really checked it out.
That's one of the hottest joints ever.
Is
that
it?
I've ever heard.
Oh,
it's
my
good.
God. I'm,
yeah,
see, I'm
joint is so sick.
I've been late, and I'm not afraid to admit, you know, that I'm slacking, but I'm going to get right. And then next we have the number one R&B hip-hop song, and on the radio charts is actually Rihanna with Diamonds, so she did get to keep those joints. And then the number one rap song is Kendrick Lamar with Swimming Pools. I don't know who doesn't love this joint. And then the number one R&B hip-hop album this week is actually T.I. with Trouble Man. So shout out to T.I., on the Family Hustle, and I don't have the unit information pulled up because I was rushing, and again, I just got to keep it real. I was rushing.
Yeah, hey.
Getting my son's day haircut. Yeah, the new year, I was sluggish. I put it on Twitter. That's my word for yesterday. Sluggish all day yesterday. Didn't do anything. Didn't get anything accomplished. Just, I don't know. It was just, and I don't even drink, so I don't know what I was on. So.
Well, I'm feeling the same way. Like you probably can hear it in my voice. I just got back to the crib.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, I've been drinking for days. Like, I opened my refrigerator. There's still Ciroc in the fridge. There's still Privilege Hennessy, Coffee Patron.
Right.
It's still all there.
It's going down.
You know, until that's gone, it's not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just pacing myself, you know, fam's coming through, everybody throwing something back. So that's just how it's been from Christmas on the New Year's.
Yeah.
After I'm done with these bottles, though, word is gone. I'm juicing.
Mm-hmm.
I watched this crazy, I know we got to get into the mixtapes, but I'll tell you about this Netflix joint. Anybody listening that, you know, want to go ahead and try to start the new year off and cleanse yourself and all that stuff. But I watched this joint on Netflix called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
Mm.
Yo, this joint is changing the way I look at food straight up. So
yeah.
I'm going to try to see what's up with juicing stuff in the morning, you know what I'm saying, and gradually get into that lifestyle. But we'll see how that works.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. You know what? That's one thing I like about Global 14, too, because they do have some groups for things like that. They're the juice groups and juice challenges and vegans and stuff, because JD, I believe he's a vegan and has been for a long time before it was just organic everything all over the TV. So They always get together and post different things, and I've always been interested in it. So, me,
yeah, I'm
probably heavy
holler
at
Crush. I know Crush is heavy into the stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to holler at her, talk to her about it. You know what I'm saying? Just see where it is. I mean, it's not for everybody. I mean, you can't just jump into this shit because...
Right.
One thing, you know, so when I was watching, you know, you got to make sure you're healthy enough to actually do that stuff because it's basically detoxing your body, you know what I'm saying? So just like when you wean somebody off drugs and shit, like you feel crazy until you get acclimated to it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do my research and anything, but I'll see what's going on with that.
Alrighty. Sounds good. Sounds good. So, anything that you found interesting as far as anybody's mixtapes that you wanted to mention this week?
I see Hurricane Chris. You know, I haven't heard from him in a while. He has a mixtape called Caniac, a mixtape that I'm definitely going to download. Ninth Wonder and KZ with Black American Gangster. So, you know, Ninth Wonder took all those ill joints off American Gangster and put his beats to those. So, I'm interested in hearing the beats Ninth came with on that joint.
Yeah,
definitely
going
to do that. I love back in the day when he did God's Stepson, when he took all of Nas's God's Son album and remixed that with all his beats. Oh, man, it was some crazy joints on there. So I'm looking forward to hearing the Black American Gangster joint. Murphy Lee, you know, friend of the show, Murph been on the joint, you know what I'm saying? He got the joint called The New Murphy Lee. That's downloadable. You can catch that on the, you know, that Piff Alive mixtapes or the mixtape websites. And Red Cafe, which is Bad Boy artist, Red Cafe got a joint out called American Psycho, which is getting some good reviews. So, you know, those are the four right there. Make sure you check those out if you're a fan of mixtapes.
Yeah, that's what's up. I was going to ask you about that too, that Red Cafe. I'm glad that he's, you know, putting something out real quick. I don't know real quick, but I'm just glad to see him doing something because I hadn't seen him in a minute, so I'm glad.
Yeah, I mean, Red Cafe is dope. I don't, you know, it's one of those things, man. It's one of those things where I think, you know, you have dope artists, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, they get put in a lane and kind of stuck in the lane. Because one thing about Red Cafe, you know, no homo or anything, but he appeals to ladies as well, you know, like you'll find girls, oh, I love Red Cafe, and it's just like, you know, I think if he had that push that, you know, I don't know, I think he could be on the Fabulous type level, like Fabulous stays relevant like crazy, but Fabulous albums don't be going platinum and doing, you know, doing those strong super numbers like that, but, you know, Fab's lyrical ability is amazing. So it keeps them relevant. And ladies love Fabulous. Like the girls love Fabulous. You never been to a Fabulous concert?
No,
you'll be surprised at how many girls go out there to see Fab. They really love that dude. So I think Red Cafe could be sort of that same type of artist, but I don't know really what he has going on too tough from, you know, different mixtapes and stuff I'm hearing from him, but we'll see where, you know, the Bad Boy family takes him, but maybe he's just comfortable, maybe he's behind the scenes writing and doing things like that. Maybe he's comfortable with those checks.
That's what I was saying. I was just kind of wondering what he had going on that way, and, you know, I don't know. I was wondering about it. Well, there was a lot in the news today. I just wanted to say something before we took a quick break and get back to that. I wanted everybody to call us and let us know what your New Year's resolutions or goals was, if you're listening or you might still be in recovery. I know we all are. But we hope that, if not, tweet us so we can just, you know, help in any way that we can, or just say that's what's up, or, you know, whatever. It's just a nice time to do the reflection thing. It is a new year. You can do new things. And I know last week I said that I was going to try to tell myself that the things I didn't want to do, I was going to, you know, more so say I enjoy doing these things versus I don't like doing these things. So if I don't like, I like going to the gym. But if I didn't like going to the gym, I'm going to start saying I like going to the gym to make myself, you know, like it more. And that may sound silly, but that's just me.
No, I mean, you know, you're thinking along the lines of a lot of people, man. My homegirl, Erica, called me from D.C. earlier this morning and was just like, yo, I'm going through this whole spiritual meditation thing through the beginning of the year. So I'm meditating. She's about to do some shit, corset training, which I hadn't heard of until today. It's like you got to wear these corsets for certain amounts of time and supposed to take 8 to 10 inches off of waist. Like, yeah, the girl is already fit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't know why she's doing that, but it's something she wants to do, and she's doing it. So, you know, people are just lining up stuff they want to do. You know, that goes on every year, you know what I'm saying? But I'm actually thinking that due to the climate of what's going on in the world, that a lot of people are taking, you know, different type of changes a little bit more serious, especially as far as being positive and things like that, because there's just a lot of crazy stuff going on right now that, you know, I think people don't want to, you know, fall in depressions and shit like that. A lot of people depressed out here, man.
It is. It is depressing to see everybody's, you know, updates and stuff like that. You know, it is a lot going on, but
you see that shit? You
read
books and Twitter. Like, I don't know what's wrong with people. Like, I never put that type of shit on my Facebook. I don't care if you probably wouldn't know if something crazy happened to me or somebody. I'm not putting that on Facebook.
Right.
You're not. I would wait. Excuse me. I would wait until I saw somebody else put something on Facebook. If it was about, like, somebody close to us.
Right.
Something like that. Like, other than that, my feelings or anything, yo, I was always taught, you know, to stand strong, man. Stick your chest out. Don't let nobody see you sweat. Well, even when shit going bad, man, don't put that out in the world. You know what I'm saying? Because it will never get better. And I see so many people wanting sympathy points on these social networks. Like, oh, today I wish I was so and so. These people are so and so, and I'm just like, really? Like, what's that about? Like, now somebody's gonna come on, like, oh, things will get better. Things will get better. Like, you need that sort of gratification.
Yeah.
You have to love yourself first.
You do.
If you can't tell yourself things are gonna get better, you need somebody else to say it to you. Like, I got a brick to sell you, yo. I got mad shit I can sell you, you know what I'm saying? Because apparently you listening to anything somebody say, you got to want to do it.
That's right. That's right. And then another thing that always kills me and is the just, you know, one day is this and then the next day or the next that. Not even like the next day, but I'm talking about 2 minutes later. Y'all hoes ain't doing, you know, like, really? Like, why do we always got to... It's always hosing,
honestly.
Yeah, or just, you know, baby daddies and was doing it. I'm just like, really? I mean, it's just a lot. I just be hating to see. I guess it's ratchet activity is what I want to say. I just hate to see
that's
that.
That's the new word for everything.
And ratchet,
like,
been on the scene. That's what I'm saying. Me and my best friend, and I know we're getting off into it, but my best friend, she and me, we've always said this ratchet thing, we know being from Texas, it's always been an issue, you know what I'm saying? But now it's spread like a worldwide situation, you know what I mean? It's just really bad, like it's nationwide now. It used to just be in certain places, and we used to be like, they must have all hopped on a bus from this city and came to, you know, like we used to just make a lot of jokes because it was that bad, and now it's just to a whole nother extremity. So I guess we have social networking and the people that don't use them correctly to think for that. So,
well, that's what it is, man. I mean, like I said, that social networking brings, like, I like to get on there and discuss things. I don't care whether it's positive or negative. But, you know, I'm talking about feelings.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, of what's going on
drama
in you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, that I just think, like, it's like comments and likes run people's lives now. It's like that type of attention is running people's lives. But the funny thing about it is if you go on other people's social networks, like business people and, you know, just different people, you see whole different things, like links to articles and, you know, shit to get money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I always wonder, like, yo, I'm just, am I in the wrong crowd of motherfuckers?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Maybe I should just delete my whole shit
okay.
and just follow other people that just help you get business tips,
right.
stock tips, and
right.
all types of shit like that, and I wouldn't have to worry about
those
wish they had the cake I got. And,
yeah.
You know, these niggas. One thing that's funny on Instagram is that niggas be like and bitches be like.
Yes.
That shit is super funny
it
to
is
me.
Funny.
I've even got that shit on my shit. Like,
it is funny.
But this dude said something the other day. He was like, you know, because, you know, the whole Django Unchained movie, I don't know if anybody's seen that that's listening, but that movie is the shit.
I didn't get a chance to. My mom and my brother
Oh, man, it's off the hook. But a lot of controversy about them using the nigger word a lot in that joint. And they used that joint like crazy in that movie.
Wasn't that the setting of the movie?
Exactly. That's
okay.
why I'm not mad at it. I mean, it's the setting. It is what it is.
Right.
That's how it went down.
Right.
But some dude, I think on Instagram, said something like people mad about the movie because of the use of the word niggas, but check their Instagram and they got like 80... niggas be like, bitches be like,
right.
on this shit. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So people just need to stop thinking they got something to say when they not even living that shit. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Just
right.
chill out, calm yourself down. You know what I'm saying? And until you're ready to give up all that other shit,
then you ain't got
you can't
to
say.
Say
nothing. You
right.
have no leg to stand on. You know?
Absolutely, I can't agree more. No, them things is funny. I've been rolling off those today. In fact, Well, and then also, please, can we say this before I just have to? The shoddy little thing, I think that went down Wednesday before we aired or after we aired. I can't remember. It might have been Thursday. But the shoddy little reality TV show, how you feel about that?
Yo, let me tell you something real quick. This is our entertainment now. You feel what I'm saying? We enjoy looking at craziness. And the funny thing about that shit is that I will be watching it.
I know you
because
will.
Because even though I'm like, oh, my God, what the fuck is Shorty Lo doing? For some reason, I have to watch this shit because I know it's just going to be funny. It's going to be entertaining. And you know those black girls and whoever, you know, whatever race they are, they're going to have some crazy personalities that it's just going to make shit either funny or it's just going to make it whack. Whatever it's going to do, it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went to the club the other day, man, and it was so many girls out there, man, in these tight dresses. It was a nice party. Like, actually, like, the women ratio, the men ratio was right on
right.
point. You
okay,
feel what I'm
good.
Saying? Like, oh,
that
man,
never happened.
It's crazy in here.
Yeah.
So I'm looking around, and all you see, though, is wannabe reality stars. All you see is wannabe Kim Kardashians, wannabe basketball wives. I'm
right.
talking some of these girls got bags so big for no fucking reason. It's bigger than their body, show. You know what I'm saying? It's like
right.
Some of these girls are walking in shit that they can't even, they look crazy even wearing it because they can't walk in it. It's
right.
so tight and the shoes are so tall and I'm just like, yo, this shit is a fashion. Like, it's a show. Everything's a show now. Let me see who I can get and get them. What can I get them for?
Mm-hmm.
The VIP is just a place to just be, look at me, look at where I'm at, you know. It was just, I don't know, it's just something that I was in the club just noticing, like, wow, this shit is just like a
taking
show.
Taking over, right.
Everybody got their phones and shit out.
Yeah.
Instagram, oh, my God. You know what's crazy? It's like, even when it's happening to you, you're not even realizing it because it's normal now.
Mm-hmm.
For a motherfucker to just come up with his phone and put it in front of everybody's face and make it strike a pose, a bitch is just strike a pose,
right.
and he's like, got it, and then go right to Instagram with it. And then I'm just like, yo, one day I'm just thinking, I'm like, what the fuck are we doing on
right.
this for?
Right, right. Who's seeing this, and what is it for? What is the
yo,
point?
Yo, that shit is playing on the vanity
yes,
of everybody in the world, and
yes.
it's just like, I'm not going to we're all a part of this shit. I'm at the restaurant, fucking got my camera on my food, like, yo, let me fucking tweet out, let me Instagram this fucking man, this shit was great. Nigga's like, where you at, nigga? Ah, nigga, I'm over here to so-and-so.
Right.
And I'm just like, wow.
Wow,
you know,
this is what I'm doing.
It's hard not to get wrapped up in that shit.
It is, it is. And then, like, even with the twins, they just got a fresh haircut. I almost put them on Instagram, like, fresh cut. You know?
Right there.
But I had time. I had to get on the show.
Right
so,
there.
Like, it's a bad situation. But I'm going to tell you why I will not be watching. I really don't have to tell you. I just will not be watching it. It's a little too much ratchetness for me. I have to see it every day in life. So I'm not going to turn on and choose it. And I'm just not feeling that at all. And I didn't like how they named each baby mama because I can already see girls trying to identify with the baby mamas and getting amped up because you see how they do now just with the regular shows. So I'm just not looking forward to it. And I'm sure it's going to take over and be something ridiculous. So that's just me.
Oh, man. Like my boy Eric said, he's like, we're going to be taken back 300 years when the show comes on, but I will be watching.
Right, right.
There's so many people in the boat like, ah, oh, this shit is going to be so ignorant, but what channel is it on?
Right. I know y'all are, and I'm going to be letting y'all do that, and I'm going to check in with you and ask you.
You're saying that shit now, but you're going to touch a YouTube.
But I didn't, because I didn't do that.
You're
going to holler
at me one day like, yo. I gave in, and I went and watched that. This shit is crazy. And you know what it is? It's like he's part of the hip-hop scene. So
Right. Anybody
that likes music and fucks with Shorty Low, and all, they're going to want to see into his life outside of music. So these people know what they're doing when they create these shows.
Right.
Is this guy an interesting character? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's so funny. It's like his and T.I.'s show is like polar opposites. And they were the ones that were beefing with each other for a little while on the rap scene.
Mm-hmm.
So you
can
see T.I. the family man.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you can see Shorty Low, the hustler with 10 baby mothers.
I mean, really?
Gotta watch that shit. You gotta at least watch one episode.
Oh, God, I don't know. If I catch a YouTube video, like, you gotta tell me, like, oh, honey, for real, see this one, please. Like, then I'll check it out. But if I'm not getting hit up or having to, you know, grace my feed, then I'm not going to check it out. And it's not a protest. It's just I'm not. Just like I didn't watch the ATL. What is it? Hip hop, whatever. ATL something. And I don't even know what that was about. But I heard it was ignorant. Yeah, I heard it was ratchet, but. We gonna say
ratchet, but must see TV.
That's what's in for 2013. I hope it dies down though, because it's getting.
It's
bad.
Just like anything else. It's
bad, I guess.
No, you know, even the show Scandal. Like I'm feeling that show Scandal, but I mean, you know, you got the mistress fucking the president. You know what I'm saying? Just storylines, and if you really just think about it, you're just like, what the? Why are we watching some shit like this?
Yeah, y'all can keep that. And, like, really, I don't even be having time to watch TV. So when I do, like, I don't know if I can get with that at all. But what we are going to get with here on the show, we'll come back to more news that's a little bit more tailored to what we wanted to talk about. But real quick, we're just going to take a quick break, and I want to actually play an independent artist. And this is called She Going Live. Like we said, we are going to go ahead and turn it up for you guys. And hopefully, if you rock with this, let us know. Tweet us at Onyx254 at The Glue. This is Tay with She Go Live.
Loyal. Yeah, the boy Tay. Young Lee. Blazer House. Check this out. Got me feeling like Phil Jackson and shit, see. I'm coaching these hoes. They going live. That's what I do, you know what I'm saying? Check me out. Started going live, game six. Her and the bitches that she came with. Got a nigga saying mercy, Kanye shit. And I'm trying to fuck a friend, but she a gay bitch. Gay bitch. Turn into a bad bitch. Swag so cold, said I make her one try dick. Guess I'm talking about my dick. So I made her jump ship like a pirate. On that flash shit, no wings. Knockin' hoes down like I'm bowling. And that pussy so wet, got me floating. Swear my last name felt, cause I'm stroking. Yeah, back to the money. Back that ass up like you tryna get it from me. Hearing bone pains and we dunks got me stunting. Killing with your bitch when I whistle, gotta come and gotta come and make that ass bounce, run fast. Now bring it back, over time. Big bang, get some throw mine. Name six, you go live, go live, go live, go live.
Lil' mama live, playoffs. We gettin' money, never worry about a layoff. I know what you thinkin', bruh, but gonna take your cape off. We cold-hearted when it come to hoes. Eight off, she down for the trade-off. It's me get him to break off. When they play a Drake song, she pop a pill and take off. Like a rocket, AK, how she poppin' over. Side the way she drop it, got them other bitches jockin'. Jockin', we quappin', this money get my pocket. Twerk it like you wanna do it, cocky, never mind it. I'm just being honest, make that ass start applaudin'. Like you celebratin', home set the blockin'. Move it to the front, then bring it back slow. But either way I go, I play Griffin, that hoe. Straight killing that hoe, but she playing like a champ. She a level prover, yeah, she earned that stamp. That
make it ass bounce, one side. Then bring it back, over time. Big bang, get some throw in mine. Lane 6, she go live, go live. Go live, go live, go live. Make it ass bounce, one side. Then bring it back, over time. Got Lane 6, she go live, go live. Say she a bad bitch, cause I'm looking for a bad bitch. And if you think you a bad bitch, well swing your leg in the air, you a bad bitch. Say that she a bad bitch, I'm looking for a bad bitch. You think you a bad bitch, well bend it over, find that pussy, you a bad bitch.
Make that ass bounce, one side, now bring it back, over time. Big bang, get some throw in mine. Game six, you go live, go live, go live, go live.
Already. That's that Tay, independent artist. She going live, or she go live, my bad. What you think about that? We played that. He actually submitted that for the artist review that we had, and it got great reviews, and now he's in rotation. So you still rocking with that, Fleece?
Oh, yeah, that was the joint that had that Rack City feel that we listened to before.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, wherever he's at, wherever city he's at, if that's not playing in the clubs, you know, he doing something wrong.
That's right. That's right. It's definitely a good market.
I don't care if it's a house party.
That's what I'm saying.
Definitely be bringing them CD. If that's not playing in his town, in some club in his town,
mm-hmm.
You know, if he's getting hated on, that's one thing. But if that can't spin and make some shorties from college or, you know, these young girls out here dance on the floor, you know, there's something going on.
That's right. That's right. So definitely, you guys, you feeling that too, let us know. But if your artist, again, like Golden said earlier, and you want it to be featured, make sure you hit us up. Twitter's at Onyx254, at The Glue. Also hit at G14 Radio so you can keep up with the shows and what we got coming up and the guests that are going to be coming on. So I guess real quick, we can do the news. And then I'm going to just let you do your thing.
Well, the most interesting thing that I was looking at actually was very recent. It's kind of crazy, too, because Cassidy and Meek Mill have been, you know, going back and forth for probably about a month now. And they want to get together and do this battle rap.
Mm-hmm.
So people wanted to pay big money to see them battle. And it started going into disrespect on Twitter. You know, Meek and Cash throwing jabs at each other. Cash just dropped this song a little while ago, just me, myself, and my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
But then Meek Mill came back with a diss track. The name kind of escapes me right now of his diss track, but, I mean, it was multiple bars of just airing them out, you know what I'm saying? And, both of them had some nice little lines and their stuff, but, you know, I think Meek really just came and tried to crush the kid.
Mm-hmm.
But what's crazy about it is They're both from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, Meek Mill's tracks was called Repo, and it was serious. So they're from Philly. Anybody know anything about Philadelphia? It's some real cats in Philadelphia.
No doubt.
You know, there's real cats everywhere.
Right.
Philadelphia is just a small area of a lot of shootings and a lot of killing. Dudes really get it in out there in the hood. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, Cassidy and Meek knew each other before Meek blew up.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just basically, you know, you must have forgot I was the dude that did this, that for you. But there's another guy that dropped a video blog that's from Cassidy's camp, and his name is A.R. Ab. And this dude is a goon out in Philadelphia, and he protected Cassidy through the years of Cassidy being, you know, basically on his A game. You know, Cassidy with Swizz Beatz, R. Kelly, everybody knows the Hustler, you know, the Drink in my two-step, you know what I'm saying? Still one of my favorite songs. I just love that joint.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy is shitting all over Cassidy, and through the whole video, he's like, that's still my man's, though. But he was fake, you know what I'm saying? Just
wow.
Like, saying how much fake, how fake Cassidy is, how Cassidy, you know, if you follow hip-hop, you follow Cassidy's career.
Right.
Cassidy murdered, it was said that Cassidy had to murder someone, and he basically faced a murder trial. Did some time, he beat the murder trial.
Right.
So he came home from that. He was basically like, yo, I just beat a murder. I beat a
right.
body, caught a body, whatever. Well, apparently, Cassidy didn't kill anybody. Apparently, this guy that was with Cassidy is the one that killed the dude that got murdered.
Mm-hmm.
So A.R. Ab is basically saying, listen, he's claiming that he killed that person. He didn't kill anybody. Without saying I killed him, he's,
mm-hmm.
like he's claiming my body.
So
basically, stop claiming my body. Stop doing that. You didn't do that. Everybody knows that was me.
Mm-hmm.
But I beat the trial. I beat the you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when he came home, I guess Tusky only gave him $200 because he had to do 2 years in a bin. While he was fighting it, only got like $200. Long story short, this dude is basically saying, listen, when I was rolling with this dude and protecting this dude with my life, this dude never gave me no money. He didn't give me shit. Here's some guys that was with us during that time. Did he give a shit? Did he give a shit? Everybody knows he didn't give a shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when I killed that dude, you were hiding under your bed. He was like, Cassidy ran in his house, locked the doors, and left him out shooting with the people that eventually one of the guys got murdered.
Mm-hmm.
So Meek Mill put that in that song, Repo. He actually says, and your goons ain't riding with you. They all mad because you never put no food up in A.R. Ab's. You know, so A.R. Ab, he play on words, whatever. He was like, my dog killed the body for you.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't eat from it. So Meek Mill is also cool with this dude because this dude is a real Philadelphia street dude.
Right.
So he's on the video just basically saying how Meek Mill's a real street nigga in Philadelphia. And how Meek Mill's crew are real street niggas. Like, these dudes will kill you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Cassidy, you're a rapper.
Right.
So apparently Cassidy called the dude and tried to get him involved in this beef. And the dude was like, I'm not getting involved because, remember, you're a rapper. Meek Mill and them are street niggas. You're going to make two street niggas going at each other while you over in the corner somewhere reading your Bible. Going to happen. I'm not getting involved. If anybody's interested in this story, this dude's, what they call it, blog, when it's a video blog. This shit is so funny. This dude is going so in on Cassidy, claiming that he raped somebody. He did some charged for rape, sexual assault.
Oh, wow.
It was he was going in on him, and at the same time saying, that's still my man. I still fucks with him. But
that's crazy.
I think that killed the beast to me. Like, right there, rap fans want to see a battle.
Yeah.
But far as anybody that's just like, who's lying and who's not,
mm-hmm.
if this guy's lying, he's a damn good liar.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Because
right.
this guy looks like he's telling the ultimate truth.
Right.
And this guy don't look like he got nothing to lose. And basically, to me, Meek wins when you got somebody coming to the house saying stuff like that.
Right.
Because even if Cassidy does beat him in rapping, I don't think that's what...
What is... Right. Mm-hmm.
Not from Philadelphia standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You feel what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how the nation that want to see them battle will even take this battle after seeing what this guy said. Because he basically said, you can... have them rap against each other all you want. The
mm-hmm.
real thing is Meek Mills. Cassidy's
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm. I didn't see
what
that.
What do you think about... I wanted to ask you that. A question along with... like we talked about this before, but what
yeah,
do you think about when real niggas get in front of the camera and start airing shit out like this? Like, this just ruins people's credibility.
No, it really does. And it could be very damaging if it's not already. Just the fact that that you're discussing it now. I mean, I left it alone. Cause I'm like, they arguing on Twitter. You know, I'd be over it. But this is like a whole new dynamic to it now. And it's just like, whoa. I agree with you. I think when real niggas get in front of the camera, like, straight up and be like, yo. This is what it was, and it's to the point and to the T where it ain't even, it is factual and it can't be altered, and it's something that only they would know if they were there type information. Like, that's crazy. And it can hurt you.
It's weird to me how he's claiming the killing.
That is
like,
to me.
I
and
know
then, like,
that
that's...
he got off of it and they can't retry him or whatever,
right.
but still.
I know. Like, that part, I don't know how I feel, but I guess, of course, it's not going to matter. But that whole situation, like, it goes back to the thing we've been saying, getting on camera, you know, admitting things and doing things to get caught, and now he's showing his face. Like, nobody knew his face. You know what I'm saying? Now we know his face. So it's just like, okay. So I'm just kind of, the whole camera thing and saying it on camera, I'm just not a fan of it, period. But I understand it, but when it comes to the crime and stuff like that, like, I wouldn't never say on the camera, like, nigga, I do this, you know, da, da, da. Like, I don't want a lot of people to know what we got going on, you know what I mean? I'm still trying to clean up the things that I, you know what I'm saying? I'm
right.
trying to clean that up. I'm hoping people don't find out, you know, but, and it
right.
sounds like it's so much, but it's just the point of I'm not happy with what we had to do when we did it and what we were involved in because we knew better at the time. And so, and even when we didn't know better, we knew we had to get away from it, and we chose not to. So, I'm not going to big that up.
Nah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, this guy actually, the dude was killed, so he's actually saying a tremendous
yeah,
amount of
that's,
times
that's
in his
sad.
Video that I killed that guy. You
right.
did it. Stop claiming my body. Stop doing that. And basically saying, like, this part in there, he was like, listen, I just popped 5 perks. I got mad perks on me. I got this and that, perks in the car. This. And it's just like, dude, if they wanted to stop you after that video in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
you just gave them a bunch of reasons why they should stop your car if they see you. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
that's the shit that I mean, and you got dudes that don't care, like, whatever, catch me if you can type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just witnessed 30 people get indicted for some shit like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's very weird how people don't care what they say on camera now.
No. There was a lot of videos going around in my city, and one of them went out, and it was nice and everything, but it was so much going on in the video. So I understood it, but at the same time, I was like, wow, you might have not wanted to do that, though. So even though it was a live song, you know, it was nice, but at the same time, it was a little bit too much. And I had some people on the inside who were doing time, and they hit me and was like, yo, everybody's in here talking about that. They in here fired up and pissed. They about to get all of them in here. Like, so they were, it was to the point where the whole county or the holding cell people, you know what I'm saying, when they be there for months, it was to the point where all of them had was even involved in like, look, we about to take these niggas out. You know what I'm saying? Because look at this video, look at this video. Like, how did they know about it? On the inside, they seen the video. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it was bad. It was a bad situation. And they was building cases against them. I think they moved around and stuff. I really don't know what the dynamics were. I know a couple of them got picked up. I do know that a couple of them got picked up. And it was just, it was a sad situation. So the camera thing, you know, it's just, it's a blessing and curse, you know? It really is. It's nice to be able to say what's real and put that truth out there, but at the same time, it's kind of, it could be incriminating, you know?
It's crazy.
It is.
That was one, and it, I mean, that vlog is like 40 minutes long.
It is?
Yes. The dude is just going, and he got a personality, so it's funny.
So it's funny, yeah.
Like, it's funny. It's funny as shit.
Yeah.
Like, dude is just going on up and on, and his boys start chiming in, and it's just crazy. And I pretty much think that, you know.
Absolutely. Well, you have anything else?
I don't know if Meek even has to battle him anymore.
I know. That's what I'm like. I thought it was just going to be a friendly.
That kind of screws up what I wanted to see the battle. But now
yeah, I know.
It's like, yo, this dude just told you who's the real nigga Alex Philly. Like,
yeah.
Why would I? He just told you Cassidy was broke. This is his friend. This is the dude that fucked with him. I told you the dude was broke. Now his own man telling you that he's dead broke and he never gave him something. But now he's supposed to have a deal because he did this condom style song off the Oriental guy size condom style. He did condom style. Cassidy did. And he supposedly reaped a nice check off that. But I don't know, man. The whole hip-hop thing, the whole... It's getting kind of weird, man.
Nah, it is. If it ain't one thing, it's another. I had somebody on the line, but I don't know if they had a comment or not. I'm going to check in with them real quick. Air code 404. That's the ATL.
Okay.
Did you have a comment or a question on the topic tonight? You live with G14 Radio? Okay, they're probably just listening, so let's go ahead to the next topic then.
Word. So, hello?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, let me bring you back. Did you have a question or comment? You're live with us.
Did the gentleman say he's from Philly?
Say that again. Uh-huh, we can.
Did he say he's from Philadelphia?
Oh, the guy in the video? The guy in the video said
I thought you said you was from Philly. My bad.
Oh, nah. Nah, the dude in the video is from Philly, and, you know, Cassidy and Meek were from Philly, and he was describing who's real in Philly and who's not, basically saying Meek was the real dude out in Philly and Cassidy was just like a rapper, like he not no street nigga. So, nah, but not, I'm not from Philly.
Oh, okay. Well, the one person that really started from the Ram Squad, and the Ram Squad was the hottest ones out there. But they didn't want to get out of the street. And people was booking them, and they was like, they brought the Wu-Tang to Philly. And then it became state property, and state property, and then it became Cassidy. You know, what you call him, he never got his due, but he never got off the street either. And when you're in a record company and you looking to invest somebody, career basically changed the idea of what they doing and make a better decision for their life. If you don't leave it alone, it's hard to invest that money and be like, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to lose our money. Just like Keith. Now, Interscope is now losing money because he allegedly, or somebody that was a fan or something, killed somebody. So, but Interscope haven't stopped him from saying what he'll do with guns, or he'll shoot somebody or nothing like that. They never really took over the content of the record. So now they losing money. Now the sales just dropped. So, you know, a lot of artists don't think about things when they do it until something happens to them.
Right. Nah, you're absolutely right, man. A lot of these guys need to think this through, man. Like you said, people are not going to invest a bunch of money in the guys that basically they're liabilities more than they are assets. And I remember the Ram Squad, man. I used to really look at them because when they came out of Philly, they was real fly, real flashy. And then I remember Major Figures came after them. But I remember the dude, Tommy Hill, he had came out of jail, and a lot of people was going at him, calling him an informant and everything. He ended up getting killed, but I know he was an original Ram Squad member, wasn't he?
Yeah, basically, man, him used to talk, and I used to tell him, don't bring up old wounds. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring up the things that you might have felt when you wasn't around. Now things happening to the city, and you feel like they not representing me, right? If you're gonna be a rapper, or you be a boss. You know what I mean? Don't bring them old wounds that get you killed. And let's see, you know, I find out that he was coming out of barbershop and somebody killed him.
Yep, I remember that, man. I remember that. They were big out there, and he started doing the video. That's the same shit we just talking about.
Right.
People come out, and just because they're involved in rap or hip hop, instead they gotta turn the camera on themselves and start talking about people. Like that whole turn the camera on and saying stuff like, look, that ended up getting that man killed. I don't know. Like he just said, bringing up old wounds. I don't know if he would have came out and he would have just laid low and did his thing, he'd probably still be alive today. But like, you know, I guess Caller just said, he came out and he was talking about old stuff, and, you know, people see that stuff, they feel a certain sort of way, and unfortunately, he ended up getting shot and killed.
Somebody done did something to his son. When was that? That was 2011. Somebody attacked his son. So now you saying like, and that happened in the summer, and then December the 5th he died. So you gotta pay attention to the son.
Well, man, I appreciate this, you calling in, brother. That's shedding some light. Are you from Philadelphia? You seem like you know a lot about that.
My cousin used to be a Funkmaster Flex DJ. You know what I mean? How he got on the radio, because he was one of the DJs from the Ram Squad.
Okay. And, I definitely remember that.
And now, you know, now he's not into that business like that. I started a DJ coalition to kind of give back to what I think there's a possibility for other people. So
right.
I am the Esquire DJ CEO. I do call y'all. I thought y'all came on. I don't know when y'all come on, but I know y'all part of Tyrone. And I just wanted to call in, you know
Absolutely.
What I mean? So, and show some support.
No, we really appreciate you. What's your Twitter so we can follow you and shout you out and all of that good stuff?
Already follow me.
Okay, can you tweet me so I can link up with you as well?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, most definitely going to link up with you, brother. Most definitely going to link up with you.
I'm working with three different people. One name is Tavaria. She's with the Mazay Entertainment. She's the first lady of Brick Squad. I'm working with Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes just produced the Rihanna song with Future and Rihanna called Love. Mm-hmm. And I'm working with Marcus Allen. You can get him on your Pandora.
Okay, that's what's up.
Awesome.
I'm familiar with Looney Tunes. I'm familiar with them. I think Crystal was a part of that as well from a while back before she got with JD. I'm not sure. But, yeah, we were about to connect with you and network. We really appreciate you for calling in. And we do broadcast on Wednesday evenings, 8 p.m.
Oh, okay. If you tweet me, you know, if I'm on there, I'm so in love with Instagram. If you tweet me and it comes to my phone, I will retweet back.
Okay, that's what's
up. I appreciate that, my brother. Good
Absolutely.
Looking at it. Thanks for calling in, man, for real. We definitely got to link up with you, man. And much success in 2013, brother.
Oh, it's nothing. You know, speaking of Philadelphia, I will be bringing the record pool out there, you know what I mean? And I'm going to vibe the DJs and everything. And I'm going to take the control back.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Let's get it. Artists that's listening, you need to make sure you follow this at G14 Radio Twitter. We're definitely going to shout him out so you can hook up and link up and network with him. This is pretty much what it's all about. So, yeah, thank you so much for calling in. And all of that information is welcomed.
And we do have, like, once a month, we do have DJ conference calls, and y'all are always invited. So, you know.
No doubt.
That's what's up. Good looking on that. I definitely will be partaking in that, brother.
Absolutely. I'm all about that. Appreciate you.
if you love this game, people, you can't be selfish about it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never grow.
Damn real.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make a T-shirt to say that right there.
For real.
Before I gotta grow, I gotta help somebody else grow. Cause if I do them right, then they gonna tell somebody else, and then tell somebody else.
Mhm.
Yep.
That's right, and that's what we try to do here on the Cut on Wednesdays, which we appreciate you for, seeing that. We try to give back and share and network and do as much as we can as we grow and learn and what we have in our experience. So, yeah, definitely, we all about that, and we really, really appreciate you. Yeah, tell them Wednesday nights. Check us out.
Wednesday nights.
That's
See,
right.
I got it.
7 p.m. Central.
So, yo, shout out our caller. Y'all just heard her name. Just gave y'all some informative information on the Philly rap scene, which has been around for a long time. You know, a lot of great artists came out of Philly. Steady B, Cool C, ESP. You know, from, like you said, the Ram Squad, you know, major figures, Gilly the Kettle, just a bunch of people, man. And, like you said, man, you got to know your history on these things. And, you know, hopefully, you know, something doesn't happen with this little beef that's going on. Hopefully this is just a record beef with Meek and Cassidy. And hopefully, you know, to do AR Ab to just put out a vlog. You know, nothing happens to him because he just mentioned he got shot 10 times. He just, you know, been shot 13 times. So, dude is definitely out there in the street. But, you know, you like to see the stuff stay on record. But when, you know, you got things like murders involved and stuff, that's when I think you should just leave that stuff off camera. But I guess he wanted to set the record straight because he was actually there during the shooting.
Right.
when that happens, and I can't be mad at that. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I understand.
If I got the door locked on me while I'm helping somebody, you know, defend themselves, and somebody locks the door while I'm being shot at and I'm shooting back, I would probably do the same thing to set the record straight. So.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You really can't even. It's just one of those. Wow. This is what it is. You know, it's just kind of is what it is situations, but definitely shout out to the caller for calling in and dropping some information and then networking. That's what it's about. So yes, indeed. Anything else that you great?
Another thing that I came across that I was feeling, it was a good feeling when I saw this, was the Rock reunion tour. I don't know if you seen any footage or heard about it, but basically all the young guys that was on Rockefeller, you know, in the height of Jay-Z and Dave's run, Young Guns,
Pratt,
Memphis Bleak, let's see, Pain in the Ass, they used to talk on the records. All of them basically got together and did a show in New York, and it was sold out, performing, you know, all the dope, Freeway, of course, all the dope Freeway songs, the Young Guns songs, the Petey Crack songs, the Memphis Bleak songs, and it was called a Rock Reunion, and it got such a great response that other cities are now saying, listen, we want that to come here. So shout out to Memphis Bleak. I think Memphis Bleak and Freeway were instrumental in putting that together. If that come around here, I'm definitely going to go check that out.
Yeah, no doubt. For sure. And I also want to shout out, and I'll make sure to tweet before, Tyrone, who actually used to be our other co-host. He went on to do another business venture and push his magazine, which is 24/7 Magazine. And there's also a DJs United conference that he is heavily involved in. And I'm going to tweet you guys out the Twitter so you can follow those, because that's coming in April. And I believe last year was their first year doing it. That's just crazy. It feels weird saying last year.
Right. I'm definitely going to check this year.
Yeah.
Shout out to the homie Tyrone.
Yeah.
I know he's over there doing this big things, and I definitely going to check his joint out this year, man. I'm going to make sure I got some open time to go out there and politic with the homie.
Absolutely, and it's in April, so we'll make sure to tweet you guys the Twitter so you can just follow them and keep up with them. And, you know, that's, again, we're just speaking about things coming up. You better stay tuned. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stop the flow.
No, definitely. I'm glad you told me when that's coming up so I could go ahead and try to set some time aside to take that trip, because I definitely want to check that out. That's it, man. I really, you know what, with the news, I'm going to start, you know, kind of formatting it a little bit different,
you know,
with themes,
mm-hmm.
The certain things that have the same thing glance over, and if it's something that's really people want to weigh in on, that's the one we'll spend the most time on. But, you know, it's a bunch of things going on in the music business every single day, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to definitely give it another format, because I think discussion about it is the best way, especially when we start bringing our special guests on and seeing how they feel about it. You know, Rel gave some great insight to the Frank Ocean thing when he was on, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like hearing what people have to say about these different things, because we the ones that keep the shit moving. Sometimes when you're involved in it, it's just like, okay, got to do record this quarter, got to do a record this quarter, going on tour, so-and-so. So from the artist and producer perspectives, they don't know how the fans feel until somebody actually has a chance to talk to them, which is very rare. It's usually high by autograph or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But finding out what the masses think about what's going on, I think can help the culture. I think that's being ignored. When people say, yo, you got to have your ear to the streets and this and that, well, people want to know what the streets are looking for as far as music. People want to know what the streets don't like about the industry right now.
Right.
People want to know how they can assist in making the, you know, the craft grow, you know what I'm saying?
That's
ideas,
right.
New ideas, you
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, I remember going to a conference, a lawyers conference, and this guy was there, man. He's a part of the Sound Exchange. And Sound Exchange is big in the music business. If you don't, just check it out, soundexchange.com. Read up on that site because you definitely need to know about it. I think everything is still on the up and up with Sound Exchange if they haven't changed the name or whatever. But when I went, it was called soundexchange.com.
Mm-hmm.
But the dude was talking about how he's actually Kanye's media person online.
Wow.
So he was big time.
That's
he was talking about how he came back from, I think, Denmark or someplace crazy, you know what I'm saying? And he basically was saying that over there they're trying to figure out ways to implement where music is available everywhere to buy through a system. Even your cable network, you could buy albums through your cable, and it's just a bill enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of basically, we're going to add this much to your bill, but you get to download this many songs a month when we do that. And the labels out there are playing along with that because they're saying, okay, boom, we just have a set amount of money that we give to these artists or whatever for being a part of this system. It doesn't take away them getting money, but it also doesn't allow for you to be a Trinidad James.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you're not going to be like, oh, I've got the freedom to get this $2 million because of this so-and-so. No, it's like, here's the money that you're in the system. This is what we do over here. But I can't go in detail to what he was talking about because there was a system that they were just trying.
Mm-hmm.
But basically they're trying to make this shit have staying power.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to have music be cliquish. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, there's only a couple of people that run music. No, there's system everywhere that's helping you purchase music. You feel what I'm saying? So I always thought that was an ill idea because systems work with any business.
That's right.
So even if it's working for the record labels and the record labels are saying, okay, once we put out, we get this set amount, they put this out, and it's a done deal. If they were happy with that set amount, just think about how smooth things can run as far as getting your music, which can get fairly easy now. But I think that system will help it have staying power. These numbers are fluctuating too crazy.
Yeah, they are. They are. They really are, especially when you're looking at the units and the charts and everything. And I don't know if you had a chance to look at that what I sent you, but I kind of went in on it today, the whole on Global 14, an article was posted, and it pretty much talked about everything we've been talking about all year.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, thank you. I'm glad to see that. I'm glad people can see that and hear it from different places and different, because y'all need to see that this is real and this is what it is and understand it a little bit more and just not the whole cliche, it's a brand, it's a business. Okay, now that you know about brand, the word brand and business, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do about it? And this article is just great, and I encourage everybody to get to the Twitters at G14 Radio and see where that article was posted. And I can't remember who wrote it, but it is on global14.com, and JD posted it, and he wanted to know what people thought about it. So sign up and log in so you can comment and participate on that article. And, again, it was just pretty much talking about what Golden was mentioning, the staying power, the money, the factors. And then it talked about the gatekeepers, something that me and Golden always go in on, MMGs, your Young Monies, you know, just all of that whole situation, how you can't really sell records no more, just a whole bunch of stuff. And you need to read, you know what I'm saying? Enough of Instagram. Put the Instagram away. No more pictures. Read this article and get educated. So, and there was one other thing I wanted to mention about the YouTube. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, the fake numbers.
Right, which we've always known. But it's just, you know, it's just amazing to me that a lot of people didn't know about it. And I was just talking about this, and me and you were just talking about it, and we just talked about it today, about the likes and comments being the only thing people care about, but not really knowing. Like, I don't think people realize how what just went down. Like, endorsements are about to be messed up. A lot of right. things are about to have to be refigured now, because you got this endorsement, you got this based upon this, and we thought it was this based upon these numbers and the actual counts, and then now we're finding out it's not true. And of course, we know you can buy followers and buy views and stuff like that, but all of that's about to get shaken up pretty heavy. So if they took down big labels and finding or whatever they got going on, then they definitely can get you. So your best bet is to put in the work, do what you need to do. And, again, I hate to say it, but check in with us every Wednesday night. No, I don't hate to say it. Check in with us on Wednesday. I don't be liking to toot the horn type, you know, but I'm going to have to do it. You know, pass on the back to us, because if you go back, and I love that the show is recorded, if you go back and listen, we went in on these same situations. Like, everything that's unfolding now at the beginning of the year, we already went in detail. And then had guests come in and speak on it as well. So keep up with us. We're going to try to keep you abreast with everything that's happening. And just as we know, you'll know. And then if there's something you could put us on to, holler at us. Let us know. Tweet us. You know,
yeah,
call in.
We love to get put on the new stuff, man.
Yeah. I love it.
Dropping that knowledge just like homie did a little while ago.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, we're going to build with him. Check out his DJ coalition. Check out the record pool he's bringing. Seeing what he's doing, you know, in Philly. All of this stuff, man, is 360 degrees, man.
Shit
comes around and it goes around. And, you know, everybody always, I don't know, I guess it's weird for them to see it, but if you a real fan of music, you could kind of see where trends
going.
Are going and what
mm-hmm.
people are doing. Like, I don't know, Kanye did a show recently. I don't know if you've seen him. He was in his white costume. He looked like a Yeti performing on stage, like a
mm-hmm.
white snowman, like white Bigfoot. I don't know if you've seen this, but he had some kind of mask on that made him kind of look like this Yeti character. And, you know, people was like, yo, this nigga Kanye is going crazy. This nigga Kanye is going crazy. But I always tell people, like, just go back and check out Afrika Bambaataa. Performing on stage.
Right.
You wouldn't be caught dead in the shit that they was performing on stage. And everybody called that real hip-hop. And, I mean, these two had horns on their
right.
hats and robotic eyeglasses
right.
and dresses down to their shit was totally the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, music revolves. But one thing that's killing urban music is urban people.
Mm-hmm.
And when people realize
yeah.
that even though Taylor Swift and them sales might drop a little bit, them shits are still in the
millions. Still doing it, yeah.
McGraw and them come out, their sister's still strong money.
Yeah, and I used her as a reference. I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but I was like, you know, it ain't doing numbers unless it's Taylor Swift or something, I said. And it was
even a compilation. I remember Jay-Z wrote that post. You see the commercials all the time.
Mm-hmm.
For the compilation joints of the your favorite dance song, so-and-so, 2012
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The compilation with everybody's favorite singles.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is selling more records than a lot of these artists out here. And I'm gonna just give a nugget. I don't even know if I gave it the week before, whatever. But
right.
if I did, I'm gonna do it again.
Already.
A lot of artists got a problem with showing people what the fuck they got all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at me, I'm rich.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't shit. Oh, check my Louis Vuittons that I got on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, check this new Benz that I just caught. Oh, you wish you had that. Oh, check this out. Instead of engaging with people and talking to people, like,
mm-hmm.
next time you put something up, hey, which ring should I wear?
Mm-hmm.
First person that says which one I'm wearing is tonight at the show. But, you know, shit like that.
Right.
Like, to interact with the fan, not
mm-hmm.
just, yo, fuck you. Check
me out.
That's
what I'm doing. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a rich
right.
nigga. You still broke.
Right.
Like you was never broke before.
Right.
So when you lose sight of that, that's when you drop your album, your sales are ass.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody downloaded your shit, like a million people, but you can't get out of the 100,000 sales,
mm-hmm.
and you on a big, huge record label.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because you basically tell people, kiss my ass, look at me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So they be like, then nigga, you got all that money? That's great.
Right.
Sorry I have to spend my $9.99 on your album.
I'll
get it from my man down the street.
Right, because he need it. You good. You said nothing.
You good. You spent all year before your album coming up telling us how good you was.
Okay.
That's
I love the way you put that. Right. It does. And please take heed and listen to that for real, because that's definitely important and one thing that you would want to keep in mind, especially your fan base is where it's at, man. Even this show, you know, fans, if they don't listen, tune in, we have nobody to talk to. We don't have no audience. So the artists, the fans of the people, you know, show and people that just enjoy music and good, you know, shows. So we appreciate everybody.
Yeah, check out the artists who are doing that. Check out their sales. Look at how Kendrick Lamar's sales is compared to niggas that dropped around that time. Look at Mac Miller's sales compared to people that dropped around that time. People that's engaging with their fans and not always telling them, F you, check me out. Like, y'all are haters because I got the new Maybach drop. And, you know, these bitches, you couldn't get these bitches if you had the, I'm only fucking models, nigga, what you dealing with?
Right.
And then you want my $9.99?
Right. And I don't even see 50, like, do it like that. I've never really seen him go crazy. He'll say stuff slick, you know, here and there. That's just 50. He always been that way, though. And, you know, but look, 50's a mogul. He's ill with it. And then he puts you on the business. If you follow him and watch what he got going on, like the whole Chief Keef situation, he puts you on a lot of business. So I really, that's somebody that I try to, I wouldn't say model after completely because it's something different, but I'm definitely looking at his floor plan and how he, made all the moves that he made as far as the vitamin water and just a whole bunch of other things he got going on. I mean, he's just an amazing person to follow suit, if that makes sense. So, but
it's real. It's real.
No, it's real.
I just had a big talk with somebody about that the other day, so I definitely wanted to mention it on the radio. I don't think people realize what goes on. And when you talk about engaging the people that you want to follow your every move type shit,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, you can't be putting your ass in their face every chance you get.
Right.
And that's what a lot of these artists do, and they don't know that they're doing that. They don't have nobody in their camp. The urban term for it is stunting on them. I'm stunting on you niggas. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when your album drops and the niggas don't buy it, just
mm-hmm.
remember why you stunted on them up to the whole album drop.
Right. And then like I was talking with someone last night who's actually a mainstream, and I just wanted to share this, and I'm not gonna mention him, but he's a major label recording artist, major label guys, and he was basically saying, you know. I mean, even he knows that he's not where he wants to be. You know what I mean? He's on a huge
right.
record label. You probably have him in your deck now. And he even said to me, you know, I'm not where I want to be yet. And I'm still trying to, and I can learn from you. And asked me a couple of things. And that humbled me because, and it meant a lot to me because of where he's at. You know, you wouldn't expect him to not know it all. But him being that artist and not getting that business, you know what I mean? Looking at it in a business aspect or a fan aspect when I'm able to do that. You know what I mean? So I'm able to say, yeah, you know, I agree with this, this, and that. This one, I don't know about that, you know? So it was nice to see somebody who is up there admitting and knowing that, you know, I still have some things I want to get done and I know I'm not, you know what I mean, where right. I want to be. And I appreciate all my fans. And he said that he's humbled by himself when he finds out, like, different people from different countries and different cities. He's like, wow, how did they even hear it? You know what I'm saying? He doesn't even realize how big he is. So I like that about him a
you
lot.
You can't take it for granted, man.
Right,
I mean,
right.
It's not something that, you know, should be taken for granted. And I think because it's saturated, it
right.
is taken for granted.
Right.
And, you know, those people that take it for granted will find out, you know, that they won't be around for a long time out here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be very difficult for them to, you know, have that stay in power.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, engage the people, you know, in some sort of creative way, man. It won't fail you. It'll always work for you, I'm telling you.
Absolutely, I agree. Well, the only thing I had was trying to nail down the top 10 of 2012, but that's irrelevant. We already in 2013. Are we going to move forward? We already know who been running it this year long. And you guys, again, we just encourage you to go back. If you just joined us for the first time, again, G14 Radio via Global14.com. That is Jermaine Dupri's social network site. That is the brand and that is the movement. So get with it. Check it out. I'm sure you'll like it and find it helpful to you for whatever you got going on. Also, all of our previous episodes, we have plenty of guests, and it was a fun year, and we look forward to 2013.
No doubt. Happy New Year to everybody out there listening, man. Health, wealth, and prosperity, you know what I'm saying? And attack the year, man. Make it yours, you know what I'm saying? It's early. It's early in the year, man. And so let's do it. Let's get it. Shout out to Global 14, The Cut. We going to be going hard 2013, better believe it. So we here, man. You can hit us up, my Twitter, THAGLUE. Or you can holler at me on Global 14, Golden Fleece. You know, Onyx, the homie 254, Onyx 254 on Twitter and Global 14. You know, we want to talk about a whole bunch of things, man. And always holler at us, man, because there's something going on out there. We want to know about it. You know what I'm saying? Let's connect and collect the check. You
okay.
Know what I'm
I love that. Can that be the new motto? Would you say connect and collect the check? I love that.
Yeah.
It's going down. I'm about to. You can be like, okay.
That's my 2013.
I love that. Connect and collect the check. And I've been saying, let's get these checks. But I love how you did that. I love that. And then also, everybody listening, January 9th, which is next Wednesday, we're going to have Pretty Boy Beats, George Sills. He actually works with the TV show The Voice. His background and resume is MTV and different record labels. He's also a Florida native. So check him out next Wednesday. He will be on the show with us after that. Sean Paul from the ATL Young Bloods group, he's coming back on the scene strong, and he will be joining us. So these next rest of the month, we're going to have the guests coming in. We've been chilling, trying to get, you know, rested up and fresh off the holidays, but going in full effect strong next week, next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. Pacific. So, again, you can holler at me, and I'm going to chunk the deuce. Golden.
Black diamonds on the neck of that dope boy. Big body beans for that dope boy. Love a tattoo on that dope boy. She shed tears for that dope boy. Shit, it is what it is for that dope boy. Handle minor beans for that dope boy. But the reward is based and so on and so forth. She can tell you about a greyhound. She can show you how to stay down. I can tell you about the breakdown. PS1's all in my bitch, watch face now. Straight T's for your lower steam. AP's for the whole team. As I run away from my obituary, walking in the shit that'll get you buried. Miami's mine like I'm Pat Riley. Baseline shooter nigga, Zach Wiser. Get the picture, niggas getting richer now. Living next to pictures out on Fisher Ave. Down from Oprah, Don King, and Sosa. Come to the Coca, Calle de la Boca. They let shit fly when my niggas won't.
Remember God forgives and them triggers don't.
Oh baby, is this how it goes? Can't feel it, but I know you know. Cause I keep it on the outside, there you go. And I keep it on the outside, there you go. And I'm reaping just what I sow. My heart's beating, but it still stays for all. And y'all waiting on the inside for me, girl. And y'all waiting on the inside.
To the fights now, Bellagio crap table with the dice out. Floor seats at the Heat game. A bag 20 grand, nigga, Beat Gang. South Beach making love on the rooftop. Fucking to the rhythm, got her singing like she Jill Scott. I'm just a nigga with an attitude. Earning revenue through different avenues. One of my soldiers died in Attica. Anything other than a rider's out of character. Top down and it feels right. I can tell you what a dope boy feels like. I can tell you that he never sleeps. He may smile, but it's never sweet. Switcher burning at his fingertips. Tears on the inside, but they never drip. God forgives and the courts don't. Seeking in the pill when the courts won't.
Oh, baby, is this how it goes? Can't feel it, but I know you know. Cause I keep it on the outside, there you go. And I keep it on the outside, there you go.